The devastation of Friday's earthquake in Iran could be told in numbers that defy the imagination. According to a government spokesman, more than 25,000 bodies have thus far been recovered. There's fear that the number of dead could rise to as high as 40,000, and at least 10,000 survivors are in need of medical care. There's an enormous need for foreign aid. The world is responding with everything from rescue teams to blankets and medical supplies. But for Americans, the desire to help is complicated by economic sanctions against Iran that make it difficult to send money and supplies. If you have questions about how to help with the relief effort, give us a call. Our number in Washington is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Email us, TOTN at NPR.org. And joining us now is Douglas Allen, Director of the International Disaster Response Unit of the American Red Cross. He's with us on the phone from his office here in Washington. And good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
As the rescue effort draws to a close and the recovery process begins, what does the Red Cross need now to help victims?
Right now, what we have done is we've joined with our sister Red Cross, Red Crescent societies from around the world, and we're going to be concentrating on basic non-food items critical to the initial survival of people who are in the city of Bam and environs. So we're talking about the procurement of tents, tarpaulins, blankets, kitchen sets, water purification tablets. You were mentioning numbers. For example, we'll be procuring more than 400,000 water purification tablets, generators, heaters, and we'll be purchasing kerosene locally because the weather is now a critical factor in the recovery here.
Is at this point the donation of money more important or supplies?
In this particular case, money is much easier for us to handle. The American Red Cross, has pre-positioned supplies in Turkey, Bulgaria, and Panama, and we'll be turning to that stock, but we will be depleting it rapidly once we're allowed to send the supplies in, and we'll need money to basically buy more of them and then go out into the recovery stage in Iran.
And give us an idea of the order of magnitude here. I mean, this is a tremendous disaster.
It is. I really, my heart goes out to everyone affected by this. Having worked the Turkish Marmara earthquake personally, having worked the India earthquake in Gujarat personally, I know that what happened there may happen here, and that is that a lot of effort is concentrated on the center of Bam, but there are undoubtedly, between Bam and Kurnan and in the surrounding areas, there are going to be small villages whose population are much more poor, and therefore the structural integrity of the buildings much less, and they haven't been reached yet. Subsequently, I believe that this disaster could easily go into the 40,000 to 50,000. The true number may never be known, in fact.
We're speaking with Doug Allen of the American Red Cross. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And is there any difficulty in provision of aid, any legal problems in providing aid?
It isn't so much a legal problem. The Department of Treasury, through the Office of Foreign Asset Control, has certain countries on a list that they watch very carefully, and Iran is one of those countries. However, when it comes to the provision of humanitarian aid, the Office of Foreign Asset Control has always acted extremely rapidly and extremely responsibly, keeping the humanitarian aspect of it foremost in mind. A good example might be a couple of years ago, I worked a hurricane in Cuba that had gone across the middle of the country in Cuba in Cienfuegos and some other cities and had done a tremendous amount of damage. I was thus given what is known as a license to travel there and also to send relief supplies there, and I did in fact go there three times to do that. So we're no strangers to the process. The application has been taken over to the Office of Foreign Asset Control, and I have every reason to believe that they will act positively on that.
Well, let's bring Doki Fasian into the conversation. She's Executive Director of the National Iranian American Council, one of the nonprofit groups raising money for the relief effort. She also joins us by phone from her office here in Washington, and good of you to take the time today.
Thank you.
This must be incredibly painful for the Iranian-American community. I assume your organization is trying to funnel help to victims.
Yes, we are, actually. There is a very, very large Iranian-American community in the United States, as you know, and because of the sanctions and because of the legal restrictions, it's quite difficult for them to send money directly to Iran, obviously, and to the entities working on the ground. So we are trying very hard to find those legal avenues to get this kind of assistance to Iranians in Iran that need it.
What have you heard from the region that's been hardest hit?
Well, we're hearing there's a huge outpouring of support from Iranians in Iran and from the NGOs and from the aid workers there. So they're doing the best that they can, I know, on the ground.
Okay, let's get a caller involved. And this is Patrick, who joins us from Kansas City.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I just got a question. I'm a professional rescuer, and I was curious if the Red Cross still needed human resources, and if they did, how I would find out about getting involved or what I could do to help.
Doug Allen?
Patrick, we certainly appreciate your interest, and what I suggest you do is contact my office. You can get it. You can get my number later. I'd be glad to provide the producer with it. We have a team of international response team responders who go through very rigorous training with us, and we have people lined up right now who we're going to send out. So we're not exactly looking for volunteers at the moment, but you might very well have some skills we need for another disaster.
Okay, great.
Thanks very much for the call, Patrick.
How do I go about getting that phone number again?
We think you can look at our website, npr.org. Go to the Talk of the Nation page. We'll have links put on there to all these other organizations.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, Patrick. Appreciate it. Doki Fasian, I did want to ask you, there are some Iranians who are have qualms about sending money to Iran because of the government.
Well, they can't really send money to Iran, even if they wanted to send money to Iran. But what you're seeing is a little bit of hesitancy and skepticism among Iranian Americans and Iranians in general, and I think that's because of their historic experience with government. So there is a general mistrust within the community of government in general. Doesn't really matter what government, and so there's always been that mistrust, and I think it's because of the political traumas the community has suffered in the past 25, 30 years. And in fact, you know, centuries. I mean, the country is very, it's experienced a lot of political turbulence, especially in this century.
Sure.
So you see a little bit of that still. But we are really trying to help them. I mean, one of the things that the National Iranian American Council does, we're a nonprofit that's committed to increasing Iranian American participation in American civic life. And we're committed to trying to demystify government, demystify democracy. For Iranians, and we're trying to right now help them send assistance to Iran through licensed charities such as the American Red Cross and Mercy Corps.
Okay, and I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, but I will let listeners know that there is a link on our website to the Red Cross and Red Crescent where you can get more information about how to get aid to earthquake victims in Iran, should you be interested in doing that. Our website is npr.org, and just go to the Talk of the Nation page. I'd like to thank our guests, Doki Fasian. Appreciate
you.
It. And she's executive director of the National Iranian American Council, and Doug Allen, director of the International Disaster Response Unit of the American Red Cross. Thank you very much, too.
Thank you.
And in Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.